The Little Book of Hygge, Embracing Danish Comfort Culture, Chapter 1. What's the Little Book of Hygge? The Little Book of Hygge, The Danish Way to Live Well, is a book written by Mikk Wiking, the CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen, Denmark. Published in 2016, the book explores the Danish concept of hygge, which can be loosely translated to coziness or a sense of comfort and contentment. Key themes. 1. Definition of hygge. Wiking explains hygge as a cultural phenomenon in Denmark, focusing on creating a warm atmosphere, enjoying the simple pleasures of life, and being together with loved ones. 2. Hygge elements. The book discusses various elements that contribute to hygge, such as lighting, candles and soft lighting, comfort, soft textiles like blankets and cushions, food, comfort foods and shared meals, and togetherness, spending time with friends and family. 3. Cultural context. Wiking provides insights into why hygge is an important part of Danish culture and how it relates to happiness and well-being. He shares statistics on happiness levels in Denmark and identifies factors that contribute to the high quality of life. 4. Practical tips. The book includes practical advice on how to incorporate hygge into everyday life, such as creating a cozy home environment, prioritizing meaningful relationships, and embracing slow living. 5. Illustrations and humor. The book is enriched with illustrations, photographs, and a humorous tone, making it an engaging and enjoyable read. Overall message. Mikk Wiking argues that hygge is not just a trend, but a way of life that can lead to improved happiness. The concept encourages readers to slow down, appreciate the moment, and foster connections with others, all integral to cultivating a more fulfilling life. The Little Book of Hygge has gained international popularity, resonating with readers seeking to enhance their own sense of well-being and happiness. Chapter 2. The background of The Little Book of Hygge. The Little Book of Hygge, The Danish Way to Live Well, by Mikk Wiking, published in 2016, delves into the concept of hygge, a Danish term that encompasses a sense of coziness, comfort, and contentment. Wiking, who is the CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen, wrote the book in the context of Denmark's reputation as one of the happiest countries in the world. Social context. 1. Cultural significance of hygge. Hygge is deeply ingrained in Danish culture and reflects a broader Scandinavian mindset that values community, simplicity, and well-being. The term has no direct translation in English, but it embodies a lifestyle focused on creating a warm atmosphere, enjoying good company, and prioritizing pleasure in everyday life. 2. Danish society. Denmark's high levels of social trust and welfare contribute to its citizens' sense of security and happiness. The country's emphasis on egalitarianism and high-quality public services allows people to focus on relationships and shared experiences, essential components of hygge. 3. Response to modern life. In the modern context, where lifestyles have become increasingly fast-paced and technology-driven, hygge serves as a counterbalance, encouraging individuals to slow down, embrace simplicity, and foster meaningful connections with others. Wiking's book addresses this shift by suggesting ways to cultivate joy and contentment in daily life. Author's original intention. 1. Promotion of happiness. Wiking's work is fundamentally rooted in the study of happiness. His mission is to explore what makes people happy and how societies can promote well-being. By diving into hygge, he seeks to offer practical advice that people can incorporate into their lives, inspiring them to create a happier environment. 2. Cultural exchange. Through The Little Book of Hygge, Wiking aims to share Danish culture and its approach to living well with a global audience. He provides insights and tips on how to foster a sense of togetherness and comfort, regardless of cultural or geographic boundaries. 3. Inspiration for self-care. Wiking emphasizes that self-care and mindfulness are essential for happiness. The book serves as a guide to encourage individuals to prioritize their well-being through simple pleasures, nurturing relationships, and creating a comforting home environment. Conclusion. Overall, the Little Book of Hygge is more than just a practical guide to achieving a cozy lifestyle. It's a reflection of a broader societal aspiration towards happiness and fulfillment in an increasingly disconnected world. Wiking's work taps into a universal desire for connection and well-being, making Hygge relevant and appealing to readers everywhere. Chapter 3 quotes of the Little Book of Hygge. The Little Book of Hygge quotes as follows. 1. Hygge is about creating a warm atmosphere and enjoying the good things in life with good people. 2. The secret to happiness is the ability to appreciate the simple things in life. 3. Hygge is not a goal to reach, but a way of being. 4. It's about being with the people you love and creating an atmosphere filled with warmth and kindness. 5. The world needs more Hygge, and it should not only be confined to Denmark. 6. Hygge is about indulging and enjoying life. It's about savoring those small pleasures. 7. People who practice Hygge appreciate cozy places, comfort food, and the joys of warmth. 8. You don't need to spend a lot of money to feel Hygge. It's all about creating moments. 9. The key is to create an environment that enhances togetherness and well-being. 10. Hygge is about connection and togetherness. It's best enjoyed with others. Read the Little Book of Hygge summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/the-little-book-of-Hygge. Buy the Little Book of Hygge at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=the+little+book+of+Hygge. Buy the Little Book of Hygge at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=n. Search the Little Book of Hygge at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=the Little Book of Hygge and offset=1.